So let's review. The Gemara earlier derived from a pasuk that the blood of Karbanis is not salted. The Gemara asks, why do we need a pasuk to exclude blood? Kiven de malche nafik le mitaris dam, if it were to be salted, it would lose its halachic status as blood, as Zibi ruled. Dam shebishlu eina oivrlov, dam shemalchu eina oivrlov. One is not liable for the punishment of karis for eating blood that was cooked or salted. And as Rashi explains, eina oivrlov de holechayiva taira ila ala dam haro le kapara. Dam kachem shebishlu le chazel milse, venafik mitaris dam, umalich hare karisach. The Gemara answers, mishta ba mashahu le mitzvah ba'amo. We would think that we put in just a little salt to fulfill this obligation, but not enough to ruin its status as blood. Therefore, the pasuk excludes it completely. The Gemara now cites a braisa that apparently contradicts Zeiri's ruling. Hikpa es adam v'achlu, oy shehimcha es achil v'gamu chayev. If one cooked the blood and hardened it, and then ate it, he is liable to karas. And the Gemara answers, kan shehikpa b'ur loy hader, kan shehikpa b'chama hader. Zeiri refers to where he cooked it with fire, which does not return to its original consistency. Therefore, he is no longer liable. The braisa refers to where he cooked it in the sun, which does return to its original consistency, therefore he is liable. And the Gemara asks, B'chama nami, leima hoyel v'itchi itchi. Even if it was cooked in the sun, since the prohibition was not applicable in its altered state, one should no longer be liable even after it returns to its original state. And the Gemara proceeds into a discussion with whether it is indeed considered itchi. The Gemara digresses to discuss another ruling of Zeiri regarding blood. Dam, bein lach, bein yavish chaitzitz. Both moist and dry blood on the person are chetzitza, which separate between him and the water of the mikveh, invalidating his immersion. The Gemara challenges this ruling from a braisa. Hadam, badyoy, vadvash, macholav, yevashin chetzitzin, lachen ena chetzitzin, regarding blood, ink, honey, and milk. They are chetzitza when dry, but not when they are moist. The Gemara answers, hadisarach hadaloy sarach. Zeiri, who says that lach is a chetzitza, refers to moist blood that is sticky, which will not be washed off by the water. While the braisa, which says that lach is not a chetzitza, refers to moist blood that is not sticky, which will be washed off by the water. The Gemara returns to its discussion regarding salting karbanis and continues expounding the pasuk. V'chol karban menchascha b'melech timlach, v'leisash bes melech b'risa lekechem al menchascha, al kol karban chatakar melech, and cites a braisa. The word b'melech excludes mei b'melech, brine. However, we would think, t'vinehu, eaten by tam kibina. It is only salted enough to add flavor. Therefore, the pasuk repeats itself, timlach, to teach us that it is salted generously. And the Gemara explains, Mevi ha'aver v'noisin lav melech, v'chayze v'haifche v'noisin lav melech u'malehu. We salt the limb on both sides and then offer it up on the mizbech. The pasuk continues, v'leisash bis melech. And we expound, Havei melech she'ena she'veses ve'ezaizu melech sedaimus. We use salt that can be found in all seasons. This is melech sedaimus, which comes from the salty water that washes up on the shore. However, the pasuk says, takriv, and we expound, Imle matzah melech sedaimus, maybe melech istarakanus. If this is not available, we can use mined salt. The Gemara cites a braisa regarding the salting that took place in the Mikdash. Melech shal gabi ha'aver moilim boy. One is liable for me'ilah, for benefiting from salt that is on the limb, because the pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel states, Ve'kraftim lefnei Hashem, v'shlicha kahanam aleim melech, v'helo oisam oilil Hashem. The word oisam indicates that the pasuk refers to the salt as part of the carbon. However, shal gabi ha'kevesh, sheberesh shal mizbeach in moilim boy. One is not liable to me'ilah for benefiting from salt that fell from the carbon onto the ramp or onto the top of the mizbeach. Because in l'chadavish and asas mitzvah say moilim boy. Once the mitzvah was fulfilled, there's no me'ilah. The Gemara cites a mission regarding this halacha. Ala melech v'ala eitzim sheyu ha'kahanim noisin behem. Besna stipulated 7 laws about benefiting from hektish, among them that the kahanim may use the salt and the wood of the mikdash. And Shmuel explained, le'ishana ela le'karbanim avalachil aloi. They may be used for their karbanis, but not for eating. At first, the Gemara understands the karbanim, lemloyach karbanim, lechel achilas kadshim. They can use it to salt their karbanis for burning, but not to salt their portion that they eat. However, the Gemara challenges this interpretation from a braisa. B'shloishim mekaymus hamelech nesuna. Salt was kept in 3 places in the mikdash. B'lishkas hamelech, shasham molchen oris kadshim, in the chamber of salt where they would salt the hides of karbanis. Algabe akevesh, shasham molchem eseivarm, on the ramp where they would salt the limbs of oilis that were burned on the mizbeach. And b'reit shasham mizbeach. Shasham molchin hakoimitz v'alavoyin v'akteris v'minchas kehanim v'minchas koim mashiach v'minchas nesachim v'oil asa'if, on the top of the mizbeach, where they would salt all the other parts of the karbanis burned in the mizbeach. David the Gemara points out, lemloyach eris kachim yavinan, lachilis kachim lo yavinan. If we allow the kehanim to use the communal salt for their hides, we certainly allow them to use it for their part of the karbanis. Rather, the Gemara explains, lekarbanim lachilas karbanim, lachila achila dechulim. They may use communal salt to salt the part of the karbanis they eat, but they may not use it to salt the ordinary food they eat with the carbon. And the Gemara explains, Sheyechlu ima chulin betruma, kedei shtei necheles al haseiva. Even though the halacha is for the kaam to eat chulin betruma so that they are somewhat sated before they eat the karbanis, falahachi melech dekachem lo yevin lehu. Even so, we do not allow them to use the communal salt for this purpose. The Gemara seeks to bring another proof to this interpretation from the following braisa. If someone donates a mincha, is he required to bring his own salt, or can he use the communal salt? On the one hand, just as one must bring his own levaina, he should bring his own salt. On the other hand, just as he uses communal wood, as the Gemara will prove later, he should be allowed to use the communal salt. Therefore, the braisa tries to determine whether the salt is more similar to levaina or etzim. On the one hand, the salt is more like levaina, which is brought in the same utensil as the mincha, while the wood is not. On the other hand, the salt is more like wood, in that both are used for all karbanas, while levaina is not. Since we cannot determine this question in this way, the Gemara cites a drasha. The pasuk says regarding salt, bris melech olamhu. And another pasuk says regarding lechem upon him, me'is b'nei Yisrael bris olam. We expound, malahal mishal tzibr, afka mishal tzibr. Just as the lechem upon him was from communal funds, salt is also brought from communal funds. David the Gemara points out, hashta li Yisrael yavinan, lekahan li yavinan. If the Torah allows the Yisrael to bring his carbon with communal salt, we do not need a rabbinic stipulation to allow the kohen to do so. Therefore, the Mishnah must refer to using the salt for eating. However, the Gemara rejects this proof in the following Mishnah. Heid ben bucher b'yavna, kol koyin sheshoikel, eino chayte. Koyin who donates the annual machzah shekel to the mikdash does not sin, i.e., he is permitted, but not obligated to do so. However, b'yichem ben zakeh holds, kol koyin she'eino sheshoikel chayte. A koyin who does not donate the annual machzah shekel to the mikdash does sin, i.e., he is obligated. Therefore, the Gemara suggests that according to ben Bukhri, Kizachlu Rahmanu li Yisrael de Islahu Lishka, like a handle less lahu Lishka li Zachlu Rahmanu. Perhaps the Torah only allows the Yisrael to use the communal salt because he has a part in the communal funds. But a kohen may not use the communal salt because he does not have a part in the communal funds. Therefore, the Rabbanan stipulated that he be permitted to use the salt. The Braisa earlier assumed that Eitzim Mishal Tzibr, every person makes use of the communal wood. The Gemara cites another braisa that cites the source for this halacha. The pasuk says, "Ala eitzim asher ala esh asher ala mizbeach," comparing the mizbeach and the wood. And so we expound, "Ma mizbeach mishal tzibur, af eitzim esh mishal tzibur, divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon." Just as the mizbeach belongs to the tzibur, the wood is also purchased by the tzibur. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon offers another comparison, "Ma mizbeach shalei nishtamash by hedyid, af eitzim veesh shalei nishtamash behen hedyid." Just as the Mizbech was built from material never used by a commoner, so too the wood cannot have been used by a commoner, and so it can be nayu chadati. According to Blazib and Shemua, the wood used for bringing the karbanis must be new wood that was never used for any purpose. While according to Blazib and Shimon, the wood used for burning the karbanis does not have to be new wood.